You start again the Mishnah and Daf Nun Chesam Beis on the bottom. Again, the Mishnah says, Ein Moidedin Elo Min HaMumcha. When you measure the Tchum outside the city for the Tchum Shabbos, you could only use a Mumcha. A Mumcha, Rashi learns, that means a Boki B'medida. Somebody that knows exactly how to measure, he's a Boki, he's an experienced, he knows how to measure. Like we said before, because you have to take a string that's 50 yamas long, and you have to know that one side you hold it next to your heart, and the other person on the other side holds it next to his lathe, and they stretch it out as far as possible. So you have to be a Boki how to measure. So at the Mishnah, Ribo Lamokum Echod, Umiyat Lamokum Acher. Let's say the two corners of a city, like you have the north side of the city, so there's the east, northeast, and there's the northwest. Those two corners, now when they measured it out, they are Payimam across, one side the measure is longer than the other side. So the Chura, one of them made a mistake. Which one do we listen to? So at the Mishnah, Shomim Lamokim Shariba. We say the one that has the longer measure that goes Lakula, that we have a further distance to walk, that's the one we listen to. So Drashi Riba B'mokim Echod, Umiyat B'mokim Acher, Shenimtso Simone Tchum Keren Zeh, Aruchin Uboltim Mikenegit Simone Tchum Keren Shekenegdom. The two corners on the north side, one corner, the measurement went further out than the other measurement. Is Shemim L'mokim Shariba, Umoitziyin Mida Haktzorah, Kenegdom. And we say the shorter measurement, we extend it a little bit longer, because we'll say the reason why the shorter one got his measurement is because he did not stretch out the string every time he measured with it. When it's cut there, it mainly became a little bit shorter each time. You have to stretch it out with all your might. So therefore we say the one that has the shorter measurement made a mistake, and we go back to the one that has the longer measurement. So the Mishnah again, Riboy li'echod umiyat li'echod, that if one person has a longer measurement and the other one has a shorter measurement, is shoymim l'mruba. We listen to the one that has the bigger measurement. So Rashi says in the forest b'gemara, and the gemara is going to ask the churah, it's saying itself over. It said it already once. Why does it say it over a second time? And the gemara will explain what the chiddush is. So the Mishnah, v'afilu eved, afilu shivcha nemonim, even an eved or a shivcha. I mean, an eved is a slave or a shivcha maid, is nemonim loimer, they are nemen to say we believe them, but teres edus, to say ad kan tchum Shabbos. If we forgot where exactly, like the bezdin measured the tchum, where is the boundary for to walk on Shabbos, and they say we remember that this tree was the end of the tchum, we believe them. Why? Shloi omru chachomim esadover lahachmir elolohokim. Because the chlal, this issa, not to walk out of the tchum on Shabbos, is only a din de rabbonin, and the rabbonin said it not to be machmir, but lahokil. In other words, anytime you have a suffix in a din de rabbonin, you always go lakula. So here we have a right to be makel, since it's only an issim, but the rabbonin, to believe in eved and a shivcha. So drashish leyomru chachom, ki shagozu shlelotse schutz letchum, when the rabbonin made this zera, not to walk out of the tchum of a city on Shabbos, leyomru lahachmir betchumim, and lahokil betchumim. This din is not like a chumra, not like a diraisa, but vaket, it's like a kula, like a din derabonin. Zoti Gemara. L'mokam shariba in, l'mokam shemiyat loy. It's mashma, the ratio, when you have the two corners of the north side, and one side is longer than the other one, so you can walk to the longer side, but mashma, the shorter measurement on the other side, that you cannot walk to. Frek demur, what do you mean? Like Rashi says, b'tmiya. When you walk along the longer distance, pshita you could walk past the shorter distance. So what does it mean? You could only walk to the longer side, mashma, not to the shorter side. And for the Gemara, Eima af lamokam shariba, enachnami. The Mishnah means you're also allowed to walk to the longer distance. In other words, you could go lakula and say the shorter distance is a mistake, and the longer distance is the tchum, and therefore you're allowed to walk the longer distance. That's called still in the tchum of the city for Hilchas Shabbos. So the Gemara, that the Mishnah says, Vaita, Ribu liyechod, umiyat liyechod. If one side is longer, one side is shorter, so you listen to the longer. Shred the Gemara, hasul amali. What do we have to say the second time? L'chur, that's exactly the din of the ratio. That when you have two measurements, a longer and a shorter, you go boss of the longer measurement. So the Gemara, hasul amali, hainu hach, that's the exact din of the ratio. And for the Gemara Hochikoma, this is what the Sefer is saying, the bigger Chiddush over the Reisha, that Ribo Echod Umiyot Echod, if you have two different people measuring the Tchum, not like the Reisha that there's two corners, one corner and the second corner, but they have Bechlav, the whole Tchum, two different people measured the Tchum, and one person came out to this tree is the end of the Apayim Amo, and another person said, no, the Tchum goes another few Amos down the road, is the Tchum. If this is the Chiddush, the word Shremim Lezesh Ribo. We listen to the person that made the longer measuring, and we don't say, Manashach, one of these two are wrong, we don't know which one, let's make another measuring. No, we say the longer one is right. That's the Skula. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. Shrash Yochi Koma. Ribo Yechod Miyat Echod. She Modedum Shnei Bnei Yodim. Two different people measured it. Ze Miyat Vze Ribo. One had a longer measuring, one had a shorter one. Is we listen to the longer one. Now Omar Abaya says, Ulbovad, when do we have this Chiddush that we listen to the longer measurement, Shiloyarbe Yoisem Imido Seir Bialachsuna, that he does not extend more than the other measurement, more than how much the diagonal is more than one side. In other words, the diagonal of, let's say, we make the Tchum is 2,000 Amos out. So really, when you measure on the corner, in the corner, one way to make a mistake is, even the corner, diagonally out of the city, you only measure 2,000 Amos. Now that's a mistake, because really by the corner we're supposed to put like a top, like a box, that's a squared box, of 2,000 Amos by 2,000 Amos. And when you do that, you gain that the alachsun, the diagonal of this box, is 2/5 more than the sides. So 2/5 of 2,000 is 800, like we had before. So you gain 800 Amos on the measurement. So if there's a mistake between 800 Amos, between the shorter distance and the longer distance, then we understand what the mistake is, and we say the longer one is right. But if the longer one is more than 800 Amos longer, then we say one of the two made a mistake, and we don't know which one made a mistake, and therefore we have to have a new measuring. We can't use this measuring. So the Gemara. The Chachamim did not say the din of an Erev to be Machmir, he only said it to be Mekel. For the Gemara of Otani, we learned in a Braiso, when the Chachamim came to say the din of a Tchum, they did not say a Kula, but they said a Chumra. So Chumra to Stira, our Mishnah is saying it's a Kula. That's why we're Mekel. And the Gemara, there's no Stira. Omer Ravina, Loi Lohokel Adivrei Torah. The Chachamim did not come to be mekel what the Torah said. Elo lahachmer al divrei Torah. They became to be machmer what the Torah said. Because midiraisa, you are allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos out of the city. Like we say, even according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, that holds that tchumim is midiraisa, minatari, you're not allowed to walk out on Shabbos out of the tchum. The tchum midiraisa is only yud beis mil. That was the shear what the machna Yisrael was in the midbar. That's the shear. But less than Yud Beis Mil is Mutter Midiraisa. So here when Rabbanan said you cannot walk 2,000 Amos out of the city, which is much shorter, that's only Nesmach, that's only Midirabbanan. So the Rabbanan did this to be Machmer on the Divrei Torah, or Bultchumim the Rabbanan. But the Ikadin Tchum is only Midirabbanan. Therefore, since it's only the Rabbanan the Ikadin, we could be Nekul, but we have a Sophic. Which year? We take the longest year. We go Lekula. Here's Dr. Mishnah. Ir Shel Yochit. You have a city that belongs to a yochid, the Nasi Sharabim. And later on, you have people moving into the city that have became a rabbin. Now, the Shia of a rabbin is 600,000 people living there. Therefore, Rashi says, Ir Shal Yochid means Shalahoyo Nechnosim Botomit Samech Rebuya Shabna Yodim. You did not have 600,000 people using the city. Mitchila, the city was like a belonging to a private person, or else the Chalal, you did not have that many people living there. It's not considered a Rishus Rabin, the city. Because it's not doimah to the way the Yidin were in the Midbar, by the Digle Midbar, where they had at least 600,000 Yidin there. Now, this is a smaller city. Later on, more people move into the city, and now you do have 600,000 people living there. Rashi says, Sheni Toisfu Bo Biurin. Or else they became like shvokim, like marketplaces there. A lot of people come in to use it. And now you do have the shear of a rabbin. Still, the din is ma'arvin es kula. you're allowed to put an Eruv all around the city, like a Tzuras HaPesach all around the city, to be mad to the people to carry all around the city. Later they make a Shtufim Mavoyis, or they make like a Rebbe Chatzeret, they collect their pots from everybody, but you're allowed to make the Eruv all around the city. What's the Chiddush? Ma'ashen Kein, Vishal Rabin. Let's say the city Metchila was made up from 600,000 people. Then the din is you are not allowed to make an Eruv all around the city. But we'll soon see what the din is. So if the city was first Sharabim, then Venasa Shoyochid, this is the Chiddush, even though later some people moved out of the city, and right now you have less than 600,000 people living in the city, still the halacha is Ein Ma'arvin Eskula. You are not allowed to make an Eruv all around the city, Midrabonim. There's a Gzera. Because if you're going to make the Eruv all around the city, since this city has 600,000 people living there, it looks like Meshus HaRabim. And if we're going to tell you you're allowed to carry inside this city, people will think there's no Issa carrying out on Shabbos. So therefore, the Rabbonim made like a takona, you have to leave over part of the city. So that part of the city is not included in the Eruv. So people know there is an Issa you can't carry out on Shabbos. What's the Raya? Because the other part of the city can't carry out. So the Mishnah says, Ein ma'arvin es kula, elim came osa chutza lo, you left outside the city, you left a part, outside the Eruv, a part of the city that's as big as ki'ir chadosh shel Yehuda, like a new city in Yehuda. What does that mean? Sheyesh bo chamishim durin, that at least 50 people lived there. As you have to leave over a part of the city, at least 50 people living there, that's not included in the Eruv. Divi Rebbe Yehuda, that's Rebbe Yehuda Shita. Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Rebbe Shimon says no, or less of a shir. Gimel chatzeir shel shnei batim. You only have to leave over three different chatzeirim, three different courtyards, which has two houses opening up into two chatzers, into each chatzer. And this we had before, this is the shir of a smallish ear. This makes up a city, and the din of a city is that you don't measure the tchum right outside the house, but you measure the whole city like Arba Amis, and outside the city you measure the tchum. So here also, if you leave outside your Eruv, around the city, you leave out a three chatzerim with two houses, each one, that's considered like a small city, then you're allowed to make Eruv around the rest of the city. So Drashi Marvin is Kula, Kivat Chila. So the ratio of the Mishnah is the Chiddush. Even though now you have 600,000 people living there, but since at the beginning it was an Eruv Shel Yochid, you are allowed to make the Eruv all around. V'yein mu v'yoseh tzrichem tikkun sherei hikachotz rachas. So Rashi says, providing that in the city there's not a real Rishus HaRabim going through the city. The main road is not 16 amis wide. The Yeshbo, the Forish B'Gemara, Takantel Rishus HaRabim Shevatoichai. And if you do have Rishus HaRabim in the middle of the city, then the Gemara will explain the Takona, what you have to do to be matir to carrying through the Rishus HaRabim. Vaitas at Rashi, Vishal Rabim Shanasha Shayochit. This is a Chiddush in the Mishnah. Even though now people moved out of the city, you did not have 600,000 people living there, still we say, Ein ma'arvin es kula. You're not allowed to make an Eruv all around the city. Since at the beginning it belonged to the Rabbim, the Dilma Hodra, we're afraid maybe the people will move back again. It'll be made into a Rabbim. The Yosa La Ruve Kula, and they'll come to make an Erev then also around the whole city. The Osa La Arev Iosho Rabin. You should know when it's also to put an Erev around the city. Beloy Shir, without leaving over some. The Afagav Deimbo Rishus Rabin Gemura, even though there's no main road there, that 16 Amis wide, there's no real Rishus Rabin. Still, it's also Midrabonans of Trashi, Shleitish Takach, Teres Rishus Rabin. People should not forget about the Din of Rishus Rabin. The Hushir, now that we say you have to leave over a part of the city outside the Eruv, have a Kerua the time of Mishum Erivu. People will know now, since they'll see that this part of the city you can't carry, they know there's an Issa, they're not allowed to carry out on Shabbos. So how come the people inside the city are carrying out? The Echad of Pshat is because there's an Eruv. So therefore, people will not forget the Loch of Rosh Hashanah. They'll know that when you have an Eruv, it's different. So that's the din of the Mishnah, that when you have a city that 600,000 people live there, Metchila, you can't make an Eruv all around the city, but you would have to leave over a shear of the smallest shear of a chotza. Yeah. Zakti Gemara. Heichi domi ir shel yochid, v'nasi shel rabin. What's the case that was saying, even though the city first belonged to privately, there were not 600,000 people living there, then it became shel rabin, still it's mutu. Even though now you have a rabin living there, still it's mutter. What's the case? So first, Omar Rabbi Yehuda thought to say, Kegoin the Iskrito the Resh Galusa. That means the cities where Resh Galusa lives. Where, like, the president, he was the Memshallah, the governor. He told them the Alochis. Where he lived, the cities around him, there it's mutter. And we'll soon see what the svar is. Omalei Rav Nachman said, my timer, why do you say only cities like around where Resh Galusa lives? The Chur is telling me, Ilei Mishum Deshchicha Garbi Harmano. If you want to say people come around, the governor is Mitkri Adodi. That people remind themselves that the governor there means with the Tamil Chachamim, they knew the Alochis, so they would tell everybody that even though now we have 600,000 people living in the city, but you know why we're allowed to make an Erev all around the city? Because Metchile was an Irsho Yochid. So they will tell everybody the halachis. Mashenker, another city that does not have the Harman or does not have the governor there, they were afraid maybe they'll make mistakes and think, just like this city, even though now there is 600,000 people, people think, who are then you can put an Erev around those cities, even when Metchile, this city, was made up with 600,000 people. That was their svarim. For at the Gemara, no. So the Gemara, Kula Yisrael Nami, every city, wherever Yidin live, Nami there's a svar, they'll remember one another. B'tzafra de Shabbata Shricha Gabi Yadodi, that every Shabbos in the morning, the Rav gives a drosha, and the Rav will darshan, tell everybody, that you know why in our city now, even though we have 600,000 people, we're letting you put an Erev wall around the city, it's only because this city, Metchila, was a Yochid. Means Metchila, we did not have 600,000 people. But Enoch Nami, a city that's made up Metchila right away with 600,000 people, I'll tell you there, you're not allowed to make an Erev all around the city. So it's not a Svara Dafka by the city near the Resh Galusa. It's a Svara, any city that have Yidin live there, the Rabbonim will darshan on Shabbos and tell them the halacha. So Enoch Nami, the Gemara says, Elo Omer Rav Nachman, Nachman Nachman was Chayzer. And he said, "Kegoin diskretor dinatuzoi." Enoch Nami, any city. The Rashi says, "Dinatuzoi is a Rashi kurach shaloisish." No special city. Even a city like this, still, if Metchila belonged to a yochid, which means there was less than 600,000 people living there, even though later on more people moved in, and now you do have 600,000 people, still the din is you're allowed to make an erev all around the city. And we're not choshes. Maybe you'll come to do it to other cities. Because the Rabbonin will darshan on Shabbos what the locher is. That here we're different. So the Gemara Tana Rabbonin. Ir shel yochid v'nasi sharabim. If you have an ear that first there was less than 600,000 people living there, and then more people moved in and became to be an ear sharabim. For yeshua sharabim oiveres petoicha. And you do have a main street going straight through the city, which is wide, 16 amis. So it has the same yeshua sharabim on this main street. That the host, all the people in the city, the 600,000 people in the city, use this street. Therefore, it's considered the Rishus Rabin. So the Brisa says, Ketzad Ma'arvin Oiso, how do you make an Erev that you're allowed to carry out from the houses, even like into the Rishus Rabin? Is Oise Lechim Mikan V'Lechim Mikan. All you have to do is, on the two sides of the Rishus Rabin, put a Lechi, a beam going straight up on one side, and on the other side of the city, where the other entrance, in other words, this Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, this main street, goes straight through the city. So at one entrance of the city, put up a lechi, and at the other entrance, when the road goes out of the city, put another lechi over there. Oy kuri mikan v'kuri mikan. Or else put a beam going straight across at one entrance, and going straight across on the other entrance. And that's enough, v'noise v'noisem b'yemsa. And then you're allowed to carry even through the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Now the Gemara on Amud Beis is going to say this goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda Shita always is, two mechitzes make up Rosh Hashanah Yachid Midiraisa. So since you have two mechitzes, even though it's open on the other two sides, it's considered Midiraisa Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's why we could be make over just the Lechi or a Kairam. But the Halacha, we hold you always need at least three good mechitzes to make a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Therefore, here where the Rabbim walks through, a Tzuras HaPesach would not help, because we hold this Svara also Rabbim Mubatla Mechitza. The Rabbim walks through the Tzuras HaPesach would break down the Mechitza. So it's only good if you have a delus. That was the Gemara we had before. But right now, this price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that you don't need a delus. It's enough two lechis or two kairos. So Drashi b'shusaradim maiveres b'toicha shel tez zayin amar roichiv. It is 16 amis wide. As a din, you have to use lechi mikan v'lechi mikan. L'roshe Rishus Rabim, to the openings of the Rishus Rabim into the city. Uvayoroi Shein Lehem Chayim Maskinu, talking about a city that does not have a wall around it. Shiroshe Rishus Rabim Mufuloshim, that the two sides of the Rishus Rabim go straight through the city. Now, Uvishel Rabim Varehi Shirabim, L'shori Rabbonim Lahay Takanta. This kula to use two leches and two curries is only where the city is not really an Yerusha Rabbin. Such a case we're not making. We're only making where really the city belonged to Yochid, it did not have 600,000 people. Just later on it moved in. Then we're making with this kula ali with Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to put a lechi on one side and a lechi on the other side. So the Moravaita, the ain ma'arvin oisul lechatzoyin. A city, we're going now as a Yerusha Yochid, that you are allowed to make an Erev all around the city, but you have to make one Erev all around the city. You're not allowed to do it lechatzoyin, to make half the city with one Erev, and the other half of the city with another Erev. And we'll soon see in the Amnamed days, why not? Ella, how do you have to make it? Oi kula, oi movi movi. Either you make one Erev, it's like the Tzuras HaPesach going all around the city, and you collect the pas from everybody to make one big Erev, or else you're allowed to make each Mavi by itself. Every Mavi can make its own Erev, that's also Mutter. But to divide the city up in half, half and half, that's also. Yeah. Or Mavi, Mavi, from the Yatsma. Yeah, and Lama Beis will explain what does it mean, why not? Baita. Let's say the city first belonged to like 600,000 people were living in the city. And right now you still have this amount of people. You still have 600,000 people living in the city. Now there's only one entrance into the city. In other words, there's like a wall going all around the city. So even though there's a main street going straight through the city, but on the other side it's a dead end, you can't go through. So the kitzur, there's only one entrance to the city. So such a case does not have a din Rishus HaRabim, because the Rishus HaRabim has to be a path you can walk straight through on both sides, like it was in the Digle Midbar. So since this city does not have a Shem Rishus HaRabim to it, therefore Marvin is Kula. Therefore, even though you do have 600,000 people living in the city, still you're allowed to make one Erev around the whole city. Because the story we had before, why you should not be able to is, we don't want people to forget about the loch of Rishus HaRabim. They'll think that this city is Rishus HaRabim, and still you're carrying. They'll think there's no Isser. So that's only where there are two entrances to the city, that the Rishus HaRabim goes straight through the city. So there, if Mamish looks like the Rishus HaRabim, so if people see you carrying inside, they'll think you're allowed to carry through Rishus HaRabim. Vashenkin over here, where the other side of the Rishus HaRabim comes to a dead end, you cannot go through. So Bechlalit does not look like Rishus HaRabim here. So if people see you carrying, even though you're carrying throughout the whole city, people will not come to be makel to say, like in another city where there is a Rishus HaRabim, you are allowed to carry on Shabbos. Because people know the reason why you're carrying here, because here it's not a Rishus HaRabim. So therefore, if it's a dead end to one side of the main street, it's not a Rishus HaRabim, and you're allowed to make an Erev all around the city. Right. The more man tano to mi'avah Rishus HaRabim. Now we're going to explain the braisa. Who is the tano that holds, even though there is a Rishus HaRabim going through, still you're allowed to make an Erev and carry into the Rishus HaRabim? Omer Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua Rav Yehudihi. His braisa goes according to Rav Yehuda. That's his shita. The tanya we learned. Yes, there are kenom Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says even a bigger chiddush. That what? Mishiyesh loy shnei batim. If somebody owns two houses on the two opposite sides of the Rishus HaRabim, like you have Beverly, and on one side of the street and the other side of Beverly, you own the two houses, and you want to be able to carry straight across from one house to another house across the Rishus HaRabim. Is what's the Yetzer? Like Rabbi Yehuda, all you have to do is just put a beam up on one side of your house and on the beam on the other side of your house. Or else the beam going straight across on one side of the house from one side to the other side, and then on the other side of the house, straight across to Rishus HaRabim. So all you have to have is just two curves or two lechis. That's the Yehudi Shita. And then, v'noise v'noise v'yemsa. You're allowed to carry straight across to Rishus HaRabim from one house to another house. Omruloi, on this Rabbonim answered back and said to Yehuda, Ein mi'arvin v'rishus rabim mekach. Yishno, no. You're not allowed to make such an erev through rishus rabim. Because we hold, like we said, according to Rabbonim, you have to have three mechitzes. So yeah, since the rabim walk through, they break the mechitzes, and it still has the shame rishus rabim. So therefore, you're not allowed to carry from one house to another house through the rishus rabim. You can't make an erev through rishus rabim. That's the Rabbonim sheet, and that's where we hold lahalacha. Omamar, before the Brisa said, we learned before, V'ein ma'ar v'noysa l'chatzoyim. It's even in the city, that's the Shal Yochid, that does not have 600,000 people living there, we say then, you're allowed to make one Erev around the whole city. But you're not allowed to make it l'chatzoyim. You're not allowed to divide the city up in half and say, one side makes one Erev, and the other side makes another Erev, and let there be two Erevs to the city, that's no good, that's awesome. Yeah. Omarav Papa, Zakra Papa, Lo Yomru, when do we say it's also you can't make the city two separate Erevs? Lo Yomru Elo Li Orkoy. Only if you want to divide the city down the middle in the lengthwise. In other words, let's take like the two sides of the Gemara. You have the open Gemara here. You have the Omar Aleph and Omar Beis, the two sides of the Gemara. Now these are this one big city. Now there are two ways you could divide up this city. You could divide up the city by drawing a line straight across the middle of one daf, straight across to the middle of the other daf, and divide the city up in half. Say the top portion of the city, both sides of the Amid, should make its own Erev, and the bottom portion of both Amids should make its own Erev. Now, even though there's a Rishus Rabim walking straight through in the middle, so we say on the top of the Rishus Rabim, those people make their Erev together, and the bottom people living on the bottom of the Rishus Rabim will make their Erev separately. That's awesome. That's no good. When you're doing the Orka and the Svar is, even though each one makes their own Erev, but since they walk down and meet together in the Rishus Rabim, it's like this people come and ask around the other people. They don't like live separately. They have to meet together because they use the same Rishus Rabim to go out of the city. Avo l'rochbom. Let's say you want to divide the city up in the Rochba, in the width of the city. Which, let's say you have the Gemara open, you want to use one Omid, one side of the city, the right side of the city, like Omid Beis, or the right side of the city wants to make an Erev by itself, and then the left side of the city, Omid Aleph, wants to make its Erev by itself. So even though there's a Rishus Rabim going straight smack in the middle, from one Omid straight across to the other Omid, really here it's horizontally going straight across the Rishus Rabim, still, we could look as each section uses its own Rishus Rabim. There are the people on the first Omid here. They will only use their portion of the city. How will they go out of the city? On the right side, we'll use the right exit. And the people on the left side will use the left exit. So they don't have to intermix one and the other. Therefore, they do not ask for one and the other. And then you could make it the Chatzoyin. That's what Halacha Rav Papa says. L'yomu el'li orka. It's only us if they want to divide the city the lengthwise. Then we set out the top people of the Rishus HaRabim and the bottom people of the Rishus HaRabim. So since they both have to use the same Rishus HaRabim, there it's also. Avol Rochba, if you want to divide the city up widthwise and say the right side of the city uses the right exit and the left side uses the left exit, then Marvin. Then you could make an Erev separately. Zakrashi. Yeah, Zakrashi. Elo Liorko. Derech Ayoros Lios Pischei Pilushim Pilushayhem Liorkon. Usually the Rishus Rabim walk straight through the city. Rishus Rabim averos in Pesach l'Pesach. From one entrance to the other entrance of the city, the main road goes straight through. The Chaluk al Orka, and it divides up the city, the lengthwise of the city is divided up, like the top part of the Rishus Rabim and the bottom part of the Rishus Rabim. Hilkach, ein b'nei aver halaz, rishoyin la'arav levadin, the top side can't make the air of themselves, v'nei aver halaz levadin, and the bottom side make the air of themselves. Because both of them use the same Rishus Rabim. Since they both use the same Rishus Rabim, it's considered like they're both walking into the other section, and one section acts on the other section. All the people living on the right side of the city makes an Erev together and will use the right exit of the city. And all the people living on the left side of the city will make an Erev together and use the left exit of the city. And then Marvin, They can make up that we won't walk one into the other. And they won't walk straight across. Each one will take, the right side will take the right exit, and the left side will take the left exit. So since we can look as if they're two separate people, sections, and they're not going to walk one into the other, they do not ask the zeh and zeh, and that will be mutim. Then it's mutter to make the Erev in the city, lechatzoim, to make each half of the city its own Erev.